We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now to end a very busy week on the lighter side, and to help us out with that, we're joined by the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist, and joining us from the group this week is their amazing star, Elena Newport. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm being considered for Commerce Secretary. Are you?
Really? Yeah, I got that background check, too.
I think they're going to get down to you and me after a while.
Third time's the charm.
I think we had the time of death of bipartisanship about 1:35 p.m. yesterday. Yeah. The certificate was signed.
Boy, yeah, that's really interesting. You know, who would have thought that after you have been a conservative for so many years here in Washington, that when a Democrat asked you to join the administration, you had different priorities, different positions on issues.
I know, and I think it was a clue when he voted or didn't vote for the stimulus
package. Yeah.
That's a big clue right there.
Usually a good sign that you might not be on the same economic page.
So, just this time last week, we were actually talking about another casualty in the search for a cabinet member.
That's true.
And that's what our song is about. Well, the Capitol Steps are nothing if not a week behind.
Well, here we go. This is probably the most famous of the Obama cabinet flameouts, looking at what spelled the end of the political comeback of Tom Daschle. Here we go.
There's a new president in town, and people are excited about that, and he's got all these exciting ideas to stimulate the economy. I've actually got an idea about that myself. For starters, maybe his cabinet appointees could pay their freaking taxes. And that's kind of what my little story's about tonight. It's a story about a guy who gave up on his dream of leaving a $2 million a year job so that he could work for a government salary. A nominee for secretary had a little bill to pay. He wrote a check in quite a hurry to the tune of $140K. Now we sing, hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. You had to pay that tax bill for a job that didn't pay that high. No, the cool thing about this song is it's a sing-along, so I'm going to need all of your help. We'll go over the lyrics once. It's, hang down your head, Tom Daschle, hang down your head and cry. You had to pay that tax bill for a job that didn't pay that high. You got it, right? Okay, we'll give it a shot. 2, 3, 4. Hang down your head, Tom Daschle, hang down your head and cry. You had to pay that for a job that didn't pay that high. All right. That was entirely adequate. You withdrew because folks were squawking. And now from what we've seen, you better get used to walking and get rid of that limousine. Just the men now.
Hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head. And
women over 40. Our audience gets younger and younger. Well, Tom's story has come to an end, but we have one last little bit of advice. Tom, you need a budget lightener to stop your critics' gripes. You could carpool with Timothy Geithner, Willie Nelson, and Wesley Snipes. Thank you!
Oh, Elena, I heard some people saying this week that if they just audited all the members of Congress, they could probably pay off the debt and re-stimulate the economy.
Let's do it. And actually, I guess you know our infamous mayor of Washington, D.C. is in the headlines for the same thing, too, right?
Really?
Yeah, Marion Barry, apparently, is being investigated for not paying his taxes, and maybe it's just a ploy to get a cabinet position. I don't know.
It could be. You know, for Marion Barry, though, if he not paying taxes just isn't quite the same type of glamour that he had, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that you'd like to think that that's too white-collar for him.
Yeah, getting caught on film smoking crack usually turns a few more heads than not paying your taxes, especially in Washington.
Where's the women in this story? Unless he didn't pay his taxes on the women that he was paying. I have no idea.
Yeah, let's go ahead and leave that there. Elena, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them and buy their stuff online at capsteps.com. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Learn more about us online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.